3. He got out to a big lead there on Lake and used the runs of 8 and 13 in that first half to build up the lead there. And I think, you know, just you knew that you were the overwhelming favorite coming into tonight, and it kind of proved to be that way. And what were your thoughts on tonight's performance?
I was pretty happy with the way we played. I felt like we were able to work on a lot of different things, and you know, and I got a lot of people in, so I was happy about that.
And it was a good start. You got the pretty much the opening points, like 4 seconds into the game off the opening tip, and it's like Madison and Brent kind of race. Who's going to get the first points the quickest of the game, especially this week here?
You know what, though? I'm probably the most happy that Madison, she's had that opportunity, I can think probably 3 other times, and she kind of waits till everybody goes by her, and I'm glad she's finally starting to look for it herself.
It was Emily Weathers really doing some damage in the paint in the first half. She had 16 of her 18 there, and I think she only missed two shots from the floor all night, and Lindy Rumford kind of eventually worked her way into double figures for 12, but you had the opportunity to play a lot of players on a lot of different sets of lineups there tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I was probably the most fortunate with is that I could play different people with other people that they typically don't play with in games and in practice. And I felt like, you know, especially Madison, you know, Brim, we kind of just ran the floor with whoever we had in there, and it's like we didn't even miss a beat.
You had 8 players score tonight, and one of them that finally got on the board for the first time in varsity play this year, Megan Vance, there hit the 3.
You know what, though? They were playing a 2-3 zone, and I said, this is a shooter's dream. Mm-hmm. I said, shoot it every single time. And I was happy her first shot just went in.
Yeah. It kind of probably relieved some pressure for scoring on varsity. She's had a few opportunities.
Yeah, I was really happy for her.
And Kennedy Holstein, I think she kind of gained some confidence tonight as well on the varsity level.
Kennedy can do so many things. She just doesn't know it yet. And I was really happy that we could get her in multiple times, and she could try a couple of things and just relax.
Well, you pick up a victory here, another big victory. Go 2-0 on the week here, 8-5, and you're going to be facing 8-5 Cimarron in their gym on Tuesday night.
Right. I think Cimarron, they're pretty young, but they're super athletic, and so we're just going to have to go and take care of business. But I've been preaching, we need to take care of ourselves first and then worry about our opponent second.
It felt like really for the most part they did that tonight.
Yes, absolutely, because I kind of feel like, you know, we're worried about, you know, what offense are they running, which of course we want to be prepared, but also I feel like we need to eliminate our mental lapses first. And so, again, we need to take care of ourselves. And I can only think of one time where we weren't all on the same page, so we're getting there.
Absolutely, it's progress. 7 games left, and then the rush continues beginning again Tuesday night. Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here. And thanks as always, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.